Next on News for the Soul, Me Time with Victoria. Victoria Enriquez is a nurturing, compassionate, positive voice on the news for the soul. She is a Reiki practitioner and a certified sound healer, providing sound baths and chakra balancing with tuning forks. Her energy is beautiful, and the way she shares and heals the sense of well-being in others has proven insightful. Meditation is part of every session she provides. Come listen and enjoy. Please welcome Victoria Enriquez back to News for the Soul.
Well, hello there. Welcome to Me Time, an hour of your day to relax your mind, lift your soul, and listen to some sound healing sounds to improve your life. Meditation time is a reminder to always take time for yourself and just breathe. Everything gets better with meditation. As always, I'm so happy to be here with you once a month to share meditation, sound healing, and Reiki energy with all my listeners. I'm Victoria, and I will be hosting this hour, so whatever you're doing, keep listening. Today, I will be discussing the heart chakra and all that we can learn and gain from opening the chakra. Then, as always, a luxurious sound bath, along with some healing affirmations that you can use to strengthen your heart chakra, and also a relaxing meditation to leave you with joy and love for you to share selflessly with your loved ones and anyone who comes into your life this month. First, a story about a girl and her heart chakra. The heart chakra bowl a lot today. Once upon a time, in a quaint town nestled between rolling hills and babbling brooks, there lived a woman named Emily. Emily had spent much of her life carrying the weight of unresolved childhood wounds, the echoes of past hurts echoing in her heart. She longed for healing and purpose, not knowing that a profound heart chakra experience awaited her. One day, as the sun painted the sky in hues of pink and gold, Emily stumbled upon a local wellness retreat. She felt drawn by an invisible force. She decided to attend, feeling an inexplicable sense of hope and curiosity. The retreat was nestled in nature, surrounded by towering trees and the gentle melody of a nearby stream. During a guided meditation session, Emily felt a warmth radiating from her chest, as if an unseen hand had cradled her heart. The facilitator spoke of the heart chakra, the center of love and healing. In that moment, Emily felt a surge of emotions, a release of long-held pain mixed with a profound sense of self-love. As the retreat unfolded, Emily discovered the power of forgiveness. Through a series of transformative exercises and soul-searching conversations, she confronted the ghosts of her past. The walls around her heart began to crumble, revealing vulnerability she had shielded for so long. Underneath the layers of hurt, Emily found a wellspring of compassion. It wasn't just forgiveness for others. She learned to forgive herself. This newfound self-compassion was the balm her wounded heart had longed for. In the quiet hours of introspection, Emily's purpose began to unfurl like the petals of a blossoming flower. She realized that her own healing journey held the key to helping others. she can help them navigate their pain. With a heart now unburdened, Emily embarked on a mission to create a safe space for healing. She founded a community center, a haven for those seeking solace and renewal. The center offered support groups, workshops, and holistic therapies, all centered around the transformative power of the heart. Emily's empathetic nature and genuine understanding drew people from all walks of life. Through her work, Emily witnessed miracles. Strangers became friends, sharing stories of resilience and recovery. The center echoed with laughter, tears, and the gentle hum of collective healing. Emily, once a seeker yearning for purpose, had become a beacon of hope for others on their journey. The ripple effect, Emily's heart chakra experience extended, it went beyond the community center. Her story inspired countless others to embark on their own paths of healing. As the seasons changed and years passed, Emily's life became a testament to the enduring power of love, forgiveness, and the awakening of the heart chakra. And so, in the heart of that tranquil town, Emily's purpose unfolded like a tapestry, woven with threads of courage, compassion, and the profound wisdom that only a healed heart can know. That is so good. I think that story is a lot of people's story. And this year, especially, I've noticed a lot of clients seeking that light, and I think that's wonderful. So the heart chakra goes perfect with this time of year. So the heart chakra is our fourth chakra. We started at the root, now we're at the heart. It's the bridge uniting the lower chakras with the higher ones. The diaphragm provides a natural division between those chakras involved. So in the personality of these, which are transpersonal to the soul, can be related to the heart chakra. Now at this time in our evolution, both the heart and the crown chakras are being activated by universal energy, hoping to awaken us into our true purpose and bring us in alignment with the transformation of consciousness. I've been hearing that a lot lately. And I have been meeting more people coming for energy healing, and they just different modalities, just seeking some light on the changes they're seeing in their lives. Like they're making changes and they don't understand why, either feelings they're having or experiences they're actually changing, transforming. So I always praise them for listening to their intuition, because I believe that they were guided to have this energy healing to find out this information and to enlighten them and to clear, cleanse, balance, harmonize, and anchor their chakra system for the transformation taking place. It's awesome to see. I tell them just not to fear, just to live with creativity, joy, laughter, and play. That's what 24 is all about. And we discussed that last month too, and I totally have been trying to do that. This growth of the collective of light workers, it's been growing, and this has been happening on this planet for a while. And just know that it's even stronger this year. Apart from the planet's movement into the Aquarian age at the end of the calendar in 2012, that's when it was really powerful as well. We as human beings are in the process of undergoing a much larger shift. This shift is transforming our whole perspective on the universe, especially in the area of time and space. And the aliens are coming in. To those personalities that are heart chakra personalities, they're secure and true And the changes to them might feel like riding the rapids at times, with periods of calm when nothing seems to be happening at all. For others, the journey will appear hazardous, presenting individuals with many challenges, which are urging them to seek the truth and the light within. Self-love all the way. The activity of the heart chakra is fundamentally important in these times. Its energetic signal acts like a homing device. It is the seed of intuition or knowledge that has the function of adding the creative spark or joy to any idea or dream that you may have, so that its manifestation is enjoyable. If we're excited by something we like, it's good. Don't fear. This excitement felt is purely an echo of the situation already being realized on another plane of existence. In nearly every culture, the heart is linked to the power of love. The heart chakra, or just the chest chakra, you will see it as a flower with 12 petals. The love of the spiritual heart is not the passion felt physical love that is often confused with true love. The love of the heart chakra is a kind of awareness. It does not express itself in the pursuit of one's own interests or the satisfaction of instinctual drives. I love that. But rather serves as a foundation for selflessness and compassion. For this reason, it is seen as green rather than red, since green represents harmony and balance. The energy of the heart chakra finds its equivalence in nature, in the woods, in the green fields, and peaceful, unspoiled landscapes. It's most active during the phases of the new moon and the full moon. The heart chakra is at the level of the heart, not on the left side, but in the middle of the chest. Its energy works within the rib cage, governing the heart, the lungs, and the circulation of energy throughout the body. It also affects the skin and blood, as well as the hands, arms, and upper back. The glandular functions of the thymus, which plays an important role in the maintenance of a healthy immune system, also depend upon the activity of the chakra. So true compassion, the willingness to put others before oneself, and the ability to gain deep understanding of another person are all emotional capacities that show that one has reached a high level of consciousness. Has an open heart chakra. People with highly developed heart chakras go beyond selfish interests and can transcend their own limitations. From this openness comes tolerance for other people's ideas and cultures. When the heart chakra is strong, it becomes easy to take responsibility for others. It promotes loving acceptance of oneself despite one's weaknesses and failings as well. When the chakra is blocked, a person can become heartless and bitter and have difficulty connecting with others. There are many ways to activate and harmonize the heart, the energy of the heart, and that will lead to openness and warm-heartedness and to enrich our relationships with other people. Open the heart chakra. Some therapeutic means would be gemstones, aromatic oils, bach flowers, spice, and medicinal plants. The heart chakra corresponds to the element of air. Its energy is peace. The energy can penetrate all things and turn them into love. Now, some people who have heart personalities are loving and compassionate. The more strongly the center is developed, the more one is moved by the selfless love that has the power to conquer all. A heart chakra person is distinguished by warm, loving kindness, tolerance, and compassion for his or her neighbors, and the warmth is not limited to those and one's immediate circle. It spills over to all living beings. People with heart personalities are well aware that there is pain in the world and suffering in the world, but it doesn't make them despair. All sorrow can be redeemed by love's power, and they bring love into the world and thereby help ease its suffering. This loving attitude is also directed towards themselves. They know that treating themselves with care and respect and accepting their weaknesses is part of their humanity. And those who do what they love to do can be happy and do good work in almost any profession. They make particularly valuable contributions to helping, healing, and counseling to their best ability. It's not unusual to find great artists who belong to this personality type. People with an open heart chakra know that they bring positivity to the lives around them just by being themselves and simply by being present. Such people exercise on a positive influence in their community. The peace in their hearts and their capacity for self-acceptance radiate a harmony that has calming and comforting, and this affects their whole community. The compassion and tolerance that result from the development of the heart chakra leads to all-embracing love that is not limited by personal concerns. There are particular dangers that heart chakra types face. They should even have greater tolerance and consideration to themselves than to others, and pay sufficient attention to the challenges of personal growth. Otherwise, the complacency will set in. The proper development of the heart chakra opens the door to higher dimensions in which the power of love can make itself useful. When the chakra is blocked, people can love indiscriminately and lose themselves in love. Although love can never be seen as negative, if incorrectly channeled, it can prevent one from taking responsibility for oneself, set back their self-development for sure. It is important to become aware that all levels of being need to be attended to and developed. But the heart chakra has no complement. There's no need for a counterbalance for love. It is at the rest. It is at rest in the center of your chest. Right. It is always important to develop and harmonize all of the other chakras. A blocked or weak heart chakra stems from earlier experiences that have impressed one with the lesson that opening oneself up is scary and dangerous. Sadly, children from broken homes often suffer from blockages in the heart chakra. The heart chakra is the seat of love and compassion. So if you have a poorly developed or blocked heart chakra, you can be faced with problems that have to do with loving relationships or the proper balance between giving and receiving. And it can be lonely and isolating to have a hard time connecting with others or even enjoying satisfying emotional relationships. It is true, if your heart chakra is weakened or blocked, it can prevent one's inner feelings from unfolding. Such people can't seem to find a way out of expressing, they can't find a way of expressing what they feel, and the world around them often takes this as a sign of hostility and responds accordingly. Most of the time, people with the heart chakra like this understand that they have a problem and they take it seriously. They try to be helpful and friendly and tolerant. But once a person recognizes that their emotional needs are not met or satisfied, they can begin to work on the problem. We really have to experience the power of love for this to happen. So don't take for granted the little things that other people do without expecting anything in return. So now, the healthy heart chakra. That means that you have a healthy heart, strong lungs, and good blood circulation. Learn to harmonize in the heart chakra through gentle practices. This way you can avoid many illnesses. If you already suffer from any of these illnesses, you can improve your health by undertaking this work. The following ailments indicate a disturbance in the energy level of the heart chakra. Coronary illness, heart attack, high or low blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, lung problems or asthma in the lungs, colds and allergies, back, shoulder or arthritis pain, or skin problems. Phew. So a well-developed heart chakra enables you to bridge the differences that separate people. As your love and compassion grow, over time, you will see that your relationships improve. They become more satisfying and fulfilling. So by cultivating the heart center, you not only infuse your relationships with greater empathy, you also begin to accept yourself for who you are and recognize your own deeper needs and desires. You can express your desires more clearly. You will truly find yourself when you're fully aware of what you need and what you want. Engagement with these energies of the heart, it's worthwhile for anyone, no matter what stage of life you're in. This is the time, 2024. The way to freedom lies through the heart chakra. It's particularly important to turn your attention to the stimulation and harmonization of the heart chakra. We're about to do that. A strong, harmonious heart will not only make you feel better, it will be felt by everyone you're around. A bath with rose oil is especially recommended for harmonizing the heart chakra. You can also activate the heart chakra by placing a piece of jade in the middle of your chest. Feel the energy as the stone energy field touches your skin. Cross your hands over your chest and let the energy form a green light streaming to your heart center. You can use a energy chakra message, a few affirmations you can repeat. How about, here's, my heart is open to giving and receiving love. I lovingly accept myself as I am. I give and receive with an open heart and bind myself to all living beings. Chakras like that will help you overcome your fears of physical contact with other people. This seems to be a major step towards love, empathy, and personal growth. So give people hugs. Don't be afraid. Treat yourself with love and get in touch with the beauty of nature, taking a loving care of others. Work to develop in strength. Wear green clothing. Listen to music that touches your heart. Learn to embrace and comfort other people. To dispel fears of intimacy, allow yourself to be massaged, or make use of healing techniques to employ the sense of touch, such as Reiki. The new moon and full moon phases are ideal times for engaging in these practices. So I'm going to give you a nice sound bath for a little while here. So just breathe easy. A little ways through, I'm going to start a heart chakra meditation. But for now, just relax.
This heart chakra meditation will help you connect with the power of love. Sit in a stable position, close your eyes, and let your thoughts and breath quiet down. Concentrate on your heart chakra, becoming aware that this center connects you with the power of love and will foster openness and compassion. Touch your thumb and your ring finger on your left hand and the thumb and middle finger of the right hand. Inhale deeply through your nose. And as you exhale, a little slower, and continue this breathing as I add some relaxing sounds to enhance your energy flow to the heart chakra. Powers of visualization to stimulate and balance this energy. Give yourself some time to enjoy the pleasurable sense of relaxation of body and mind. Imagine that this ball grows a little larger with every breath. It gets bigger with every breath. And it fills your rib cage with green healing rays. Imagine these green rays streaming into your heart, lungs, upper back, and arms and hands. Enjoy the liberating feeling that this produces. And this period of deep relaxation, slowly and carefully, let go of your visualization become aware of the weight of your body. Gradually make your breathing deeper and slowly. Reach upward with your arms. Stretch your entire body. There is hardly a word that is often misused, and hardly a theme about which there is so much to say as love. The energy of love is clearly visible in the human aura. A person who is inspired by love is surrounded by an especially radiant aura. All seven chakras are influenced in different ways by the power and energy of love. Join me next month as we will be talking about the throat chakra, our chakra of expressing yourself. Good stuff. Come see me on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok at Meditation Time Home or Victoria Enriquez. And it has been a wonderful hour for me. I love to share my joy and wisdom of energy and sound healing on News for the Soul Radio. I will be back every month, and I feel blessed by everybody who listens, has listened, and hopefully will return to listen. But I really appreciate it. It's good for me. And please be kind, be safe, and enjoy life. I will be right here again next month. Goodbye for now. This has been me time. Now go enjoy some you time. Until next time, I'm Victoria, signing off. Bye.